Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. And one of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, as well as the adoption community. So we are very grateful to you for listening in today. I am located in our Mid-Michigan office, which is in Freeland, Michigan, in Saginaw County, and we are continuing our Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates series today, and I'm happy to welcome to our program Sally Mao. Sally, you are on the line, right?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
You're welcome.
And Sally is located in our Jenison office, which is in the Grand Rapids area, and we are going to just get started today by asking you, Sally, to tell us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Okay. I've been with Adoption Associates for over 20 years, and I've worked in all different capacities. My role right now is primarily domestic work, and I work with birth moms that find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. I work with them to help make decisions and walk them through the pregnancy and support them after the pregnancy. And the other thing I am finding myself busy with is getting the word out, getting the awareness and education about adoption out to different providers such as crisis pregnancy centers and OBGYNs and high schools and universities, and just getting our materials out so that we're able to make that option known.
Awesome. And I know that today our listeners don't know this, but Sally is actually at a high school today doing this same sort of community education presentation there about adoption. So she's taken a small amount of time in between classes to do this. And so we do, again, appreciate you, Sally. But I think one of the interesting things about your time and your work with Adoption Associates, if you would touch on, Sally, is that you've had a lot of varied roles and experience. You've talked about what you're currently doing, but prior to your current work, you've had experience in international. So can we talk about that a little bit, kind of what you have done and what your perspective is there?
Sure. For the last probably 9 years or so, I've worked primarily in international, and the country I worked with the most is Ethiopia, and I managed that program and helped families walk through the process, and we had an office over there in Ethiopia, and I was, supervising that office. I traveled there many times, and just it's a whole different perspective on adoption. However, there's a lot of similarities between domestic and international. No matter what, you're starting an adoption story always starts with something more negative or unplanned or tragic, and our job is to take that situation and turn it into a more positive situation. So I've done that by working with in the international department. I have also worked with adoptive families going through the home study process, and I worked with birth moms long, long ago, and then I started working with birth moms again about 6 months ago. So lots of different perspectives, and each one of those has helped me understand kind of the whole picture.
That's awesome. Yeah, it certainly gives you a very well-rounded view, I think, on the adoption process, having been able to work in both domestic and international. On a more personal level, Sally, I just want to shift gears for a moment here and see if you would mind telling us a little bit about yourself outside of Adoption Associates.
Okay. Yes, I'm married. Been married for 30 years. I have 4 children. 3 of them are biological. 1 is adopted. And, we enjoy a lot of family activities. And it kind of depends on the seasons, what types of things that we enjoy. Summertime, you can find us on our boat. The weather's nice. We're boating. And in the winter, we like kind of the opposite. We like to go snow skiing, and my kids do a lot of snowboarding. And in between those seasons, we enjoy having campfires, and I enjoy gardening. And I'm always up for travel. Love to travel, whether it's across the world or across the state. It really doesn't matter. But that's pretty much where my free time would be spent.
Awesome. And we know that a good thing that you like to travel, because some of your work in the international program did involve you traveling to other countries. So that's thank you for that nice segue between your personal life and your professional life. But I wanted to ask you too, kind of shifting back into the adoption conversation, what drew you to working in the field of adoption?
Mm-hmm. That's a question that I get asked sometimes if I'm doing a presentation or I'm in a situation like this, and I really wish I had this great, fantastic story about, you know, what something that happened as a child and it was a turning point for me, and therefore I wanted to forever work in the adoption field. But that's not really my case. My case is I knew I wanted to work in the social work field, just to work with people and help people and that sort of thing. But when I graduated from college, I just decided I wanted to try the adoption field, and I have never left. Interestingly, it's working in the adoption field is what led me to adopting my daughter, whereas some of the workers at our agency maybe started working there because of adoption, so adoption led them to it being a career, whereas me, it's quite the opposite, where my work led me to adopting.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And what is one or two maybe of your favorite things about your particular role or the work that you do in adoption?
Mm-hmm. I would say, well, one of my favorite things, certainly for international, would be the travel, to travel to the different countries, to learn about the culture, to really see a whole different world. It's you feel like you're on a different planet sometimes when some of the places that I've traveled. That's one of my favorite things. The other thing is my current job working with birth moms. Most of these birth moms, when you first meet with them, are in a pretty deep, dark spot, and I really enjoy coming alongside them and helping them kind of make that transition to know that, yeah, the situation's not great, but we can turn it. We can decide what to do moving forward and make it a more positive situation. Of course, it's not always easy, or certainly isn't roses, but I do like to work with birth moms to see that transition happen.
Mm-hmm. And working with them in that role and walking alongside of them is such an important piece of what you do too, Sally, and helping to support them. In some cases, they may not have a great social support system. So we're very thankful that you are able to play that role in their life for the time that you're working with them. What is something that you think people would be surprised to know about the work that you do? I don't know if you get questions or comments from others, or misunderstandings about what it is that you're doing, anything like that you could speak to?
Right. I would say that, one thing that birth moms are sometimes surprised about is how many choices that they have when it comes to making an adoption plan. They are able to choose the family that is going to adopt their baby. They're able to get to know the family and have an ongoing relationship with that family. In the history of adoption, it was much more secretive and such, so there can be a real negative, it can be associated as a very negative thing. So birth moms are often quite surprised to learn that they do have control over how we're going to move forward here in many different ways. I would say the other thing that just the general person that might be surprised by is that there's not much that can surprise us in this work. Every single case is different. Every birth mom's different. Every situation that she comes from is different. And there's just not that judgmental mentality whatsoever. We take it for what's there, and we move forward. And so that might be surprising that some of these situations that we work in can seem so quite unbelievable, but it just isn't. It isn't surprising, some of the situations we work in.
Mm-hmm. And you've been with Adoption Associates for, I believe you said, over 15 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's about 20, probably 21 or 22. I'm not really sure.
Okay, you lose track at some point, apparently, right?
Right. And I did. I took off for a few years when I had some babies, so when I came back. So I think it's around 21, 22.
Well, with that depth of experience, I'm wondering if you maybe could talk a bit about what your time with Adoption Associates has been like for you, and maybe what you love most about this agency.
I think that the thing I appreciate most about my time with the agency is that I have learned from all different perspectives, like we were talking about before. I can talk with a birth mom about what that adoptive family may or may not be feeling, or what they have gone through to get to the point where they can adopt, because I've walked adoptive families through it. Likewise, I can talk to an adoptive family about, you know, what that process is like for birth mom, or is, you know, could potentially be like for birth mom, because I've walked with birth moms through it. And really, in reality, whether it's an international adoption or domestic adoption, we're still talking about a birth mom that had to make that choice. And sometimes that gets kind of forgotten in the piece, because there's not usually that communication with a birth mom and adoptive family when we're talking an international adoption. But my point is that it amazes me sometimes how similar it all really is, even though it could be on the other side of the world. I would say my favorite part, or what I love most about our agency, is that we're small. We really focus on having a personal connection with our clients, whether they're adopting couples or birth moms. And they're not just, you know, they're not just a number sitting out there. It's truly getting to know our clients and supporting them in the way that we're able to.
Thank you so much, Sally, for today and for this sharing a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we are now at the end of today's podcast. We are going to continue our weekly Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. Next week, we're going to be talking with Jeanette, who is in our Farmington Hills office. So do certainly tune back in next week, 11 o'clock live for more Adoption Focus podcast. For those of you that are listening and interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would be happy to hear from you at 800-677-2367, or you can connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.